Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning. I'm Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. This is the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC and WNYC.org. If you go to New York City Public Schools, or you are a parent of New York City Public School children, or you are a teacher, maybe you're home listening to me now and not feeling guilty because school is out. 646-778-3729. Tell us what you're doing with your summer. For most kids in New York, although long, hot summers are ahead of us and it's pretty hot today, kids are pretty happy not to have to get up this morning. They could stay out late last night. So if you're a parent and it's 90 degrees out, what are you planning to do with your kids while you're at work? What are you planning to do with them this summer? Give us a call at 646-778-3729. You can also comment on our website at WNYC.org and click on The Brian Lehrer Show. So odds are this isn't the first summer you've encountered this question. What's worked? What hasn't worked? What are your favorite summer secrets? If you have younger children, what are you looking for in summer care? Do you like summers? Are summers fun for you, or are they a big headache because there is so much to plan? It is open phones here at WNYC, 646-778-3729, 646-SPUD-RAY. If you work full-time, did you take the day off today to spend it with your kids? Do you plan to take some days off this summer? Also, if you are a teacher, what are you most looking forward to this summer? Are you facing the prospect of being home with your kids if you have kids and you are a New York City school teacher? 646-778-3729 is the phone number. Maybe you see the summer as a good opportunity for your kids to get valuable life and employment experience. So maybe you'll be working if you're a high schooler. Let's take some calls. 646-778-3729. School is out. What are you doing with your children? Anna from Bed-Stuy. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi. Since today is the very first day, my husband is off. He's also a teacher. And he took my son to the movies for a nice treat this afternoon. I have my son is 7, and he'll be going into second grade. My oldest child is 15, and she'll be doing some volunteer work during the summer. And the both of them, in between, will be going to visit various relatives that they haven't seen throughout much of the year because they're in school.
Is this a time you look forward to, summer, or is it difficult for you to try to figure out what to do with your children, how to entertain them?
I think it's gotten more difficult over the years. There have been summers where I used to be a teacher, so there have been summers where I've just taken off. In the last few years, I have not done that. I'm in the midst of a career change. I'm actually in graduate school, so there is no off time. So this summer will be a little difficult.
No off time, but no exact on time either, like in terms of having to be in an office.
No. So,
all right.
No.
Thank you very much for your call. I'm particularly interested, if you're a parent, if you have any great tips. Oh, what parks you like to go to, what ones have great sprinklers, what pools you like to go to, or if you have some surprising activity that your fellow New Yorkers might not know about, but you'd like them to know. The number 646-778-3729, 646-778-3729. Claire, you're on WNYC.
Hi.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I am amazing. I am so happy to be off work.
You're a teacher, I take it.
Yes, I am a public school teacher in the Bronx, and I'm with two other teachers, and we are going to sit by the pool.
And you teach, what grade do you teach?
We teach high school.
So, Claire, one of the things that I've noticed with my kids is June seems to be like pulling teeth. Like the teachers just seem so exhausted by the end of the year. There are so many parties. Do you feel like you sort of run out of steam?
Yeah, I actually think summer vacation is more for the teachers than students.
Where? What pool are you going to?
We are going to a country club in Westchester, and then we're going to hit the mall.
Okay. Well, enjoy yourself. Stay cool and bring your radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your phone call, Claire. Let's go to, hopefully I can get this name right. I think it is Sauce in the Bronx. Is that right?
Yes.
Hi. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Well, I'm a teacher, and this is my first summer that I haven't done summer school, so this is new for me. And so what I have planned to do is to get familiar with my pillow and my mattress.
Did you do that this morning? Did you turn off your alarm and sleep late, or did you wake up really early nonetheless?
I woke up the same time. I was a little disillusioned by that, but I was able to turn over and just smile and say, oh, I can go back to sleep. So I was really excited about that.
So other than your pillow, what else do you have planned for today?
Well, today I'll probably go to the movies. And you know what else is different? I love this program, and usually it's like my lunchtime at school, so I can't get to listen to it. But today I was able to call in and listen to the whole program with no interruptions.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go now to Rob from New Rochelle. Hi, Rob. You're on WNYC.
Hi. How are you?
I'm
good.
You're
asking for ideas for your listeners that they may not be aware of. I work with Monroe College in New Rochelle, and for the past 3 years, we've been doing a really interesting program called the Monroe Summer Law Institute. This year, it's a one-week residential program, so the kids get to live on campus. They get a lot of interesting field trips. They hear from an amazing group of people, from attorneys and judges and forensics experts, and it's a real hands-on introduction to law and criminal justice, and it's very, very affordable. And it's something that your listeners may want to check out at monroecollege.edu.
So that would be something for older kids.
For older kids, but that's a real issue because, you know, a lot of kids, especially in Westchester, they go away to sleepaway camp. It's like a rite of passage. But when they hit around 15 or so, either the camps are no longer oriented towards teens or the kids are kind of bored and with summer camps. They've kind of burned out on them. They're starting to get their driver's license. They want to be able to get a part-time job. And what's great about this program is that it's close to New York. It's at the end of the summer. It's August 17th to the 22nd, so they can still get a summer job. And yet they can get away for a week. And before you know it, with school starting so early this year, it starts December 3rd, so kind of be in a mindset, okay, well, I have to go back to the book, but I've already had this 1 week, and it was a lot of fun. I've made new friends, and I've learned something that's going to be pretty interesting.
Thank you.
If I'm a junior in college, it's a great junior in high school, it's a great resume builder for a college application.
Thank you for your call, Rob. The number here at WNYC is 646-778-3729. Today is the first day of the summer. If you are a New York City school child, if you are the parent of a New York City public school child, or if you are a teacher. So give us a call and tell us what your favorite things to do with the kids in the summer are. 646-778-3729. And if you happen to be listening and you don't have a child in public school and you don't care about the fact, just call us and tell us what your favorite hidden summer thing to do in New York City is. 646-778-3729. On a really hot day, I like to ride the Staten Island Ferry because you can get on it and you get a cool breeze and it's free and it is a fun boat ride for the kids. I also like when they open, although I think they're not quite open, but they soon will be opening the New York City pools, all of these pools that were built in the 1930s, these giant pools that are cold and you can cool down and are much cleaner than the ones that you might think. So 646-778-3729 is the phone number. Anita from Brooklyn. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, good afternoon to you.
So what are you doing today?
Well, today we are going to be driving out to some old friends out in Southold on the island. And we woke up this morning saying, yippee, because we can do whatever we want, leave whatever time we want. And it's a wonderful feeling. It really is. It's great.
So do you have big plans for the summer?
We have a family house up in the Berkshires. So we go up, we spend a week, we invite people, and then we come back and drive to the city again and, you know, hit the local beaches. And it's wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a very nice summer. Let's go to Eileen in Brooklyn. Hi, Eileen.
Hi. How are you?
So what are you doing today?
Well, today, actually, I'm just taking care of some errands. But I did want to mention that the city runs these very good programs at the nature centers. There's one in a marine park in Brooklyn. Called the Salt Marsh, and I think there's one in the Bronx called Blue Heron, and it's for kids like 8 to 11, and it's very affordable. It's about $60 a week. The kids have a lot of fun. They canoe, they go on nature trips and trails and stuff. So my daughter's been doing that for about 3 or 4 years.
What part of Brooklyn do you live in?
Marine Park, near Sheepshead Bay.
So do you go to any of the parks in that area or any of the pools?
Yeah, we go to Marine Park a lot. And there's also a pool, a small pool on Mill Avenue. I think it's kind of like the Mill Basin area. That's a, small public pool.
Do you ever go to the beaches over there?
Oh, yeah, sure, Brighton Beach.
I think those beaches are better on weekdays.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and also Kingsborough Community College, which is situated right on the beach, has free beach passes for anybody that calls up and requests one.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Eileen, for your call. We had on our website at WNYC.org on the Brian Lehrer page, Rich from Forest Hill says, I am a teacher and sitting at my kitchen table nursing a guilt-free hangover. I know many New York City teachers partied last night and are doing the same. So maybe you were out late last night if you were a teacher. Let's go to Peter from Brooklyn. Hi, Peter. You're on WNYC.
How are you? I'm not a parent of school age yet, but on my way there right now. And but my summer thing is definitely going to the Red Hook ball field and putting myself in a food coma, eating Central American food all day. It's unfortunate that all the stalls haven't been back there yet, but we're hoping that they'll make it back because we want that food.
And for those of you who don't know, the Red Hook ball fields are at, I think, Bay and Clinton Street in Red Hook. You can get there by taking the F train to Smith and Ninth or the B61, and added benefit, across the street from the Red Hook Pool. So you can get your food coma and your swim in.
Exactly, but you have to wait 45 minutes before you get into the pool. Remember, you get a cramp.
So. All right, well, maybe you could go under to the sprinkler part. Thank you for your call,
you.
Peter. Let's go to Mira from Oceanside, New York. Hi, Mira, you're on WNYC.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
good, good. I'm just going to encourage parents that have older children or teenagers, and certainly any adults that have some free time over the summer, to contact their local dog shelter about walking dogs. They really need volunteers to come in and socialize the dogs and get them some exercise, and it's a nice thing to do if you can't have pets, but you really enjoy being around animals.
All right, thank you for that idea. Let us quickly fit in one more idea. Let's go to Rachel from Manhattan. Hi, Rachel.
Hi. You know what? You mentioned that the pools hadn't opened yet. Our pool in John Jay just opened today at 11 a.m.
Oh, that's at, where is that pool?
That's 77th and the FDR.
All right. You can go to the New York City Parks website and find out about that pool, I am sure. And that is www.nyc.gov, and go to the Parks Department. I'm sure there will be information there. Very quickly, Karen from Montclair, 20 seconds.
Hi. I'm going to be catching up on professional reading this summer. You know, I just don't have time during the school year to do all of that.
All right. It's a good thing to do in the summers, read.
And I encourage parents to take their children to the public libraries. It's free.
Which, as we now know, will be spared the budget act and will be open more extended hours. So you can
Excellent.
Get books out for the summer. Thank you so much, Karen.